Isn't this a sports show?
I left my house, and one of my housemates said, man, you got to ask those people at 810 to stop making you wear all these stupid clothes to work. That's unfair. That's bullying. Because I think I was wearing my lobster shorts.
Almost entirely.
Skies out, thighs out.
Please be cloudy tomorrow. Please be cloudy tomorrow.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If I ever wear like a polo and khakis, just kill me in that moment.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Put that on my tombstone. He died with a great shirt, a great watch, and a great haircut.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810.
We got a lot to talk about today. The Royals are impenetrable. The draft is still not really around the corner. We went through this last night with Seth. It feels like if the draft is just around the corner, it's like a NASCAR corner where it's going to be a left turn and a left turn, a couple more left turns, and then eventually you get to the end of the race. But I actually learned something about some potential Chiefs draft plans today that I think is interesting. We'll be able to talk a little bit of Royals baseball because that was happening earlier today. We'll talk about those things with our guests over the course of today's show. The whole crew is here. Going to have a good 3 hours with you here on Almost Entirely Sports. I'm Joshua Briscoe, Reese Elzar in the studio, Beards McFly on the other side of the glass. We also, Rudy and I both, we have found out, I have not told Rudy how mine happened yet. We both have mouth injuries that have been suffered that's really putting this show, not quite on the IL, but it's just, we're just warriors fighting through pain. Mine actually happened yesterday. I didn't want to make it all about me. I'm a team player, you know? You can't spell... You don't need another. There's no I in team, but there is a me, and that's why just me being a team player. I think it's how that saying goes. I've just been a warrior, but eventually, you know, sometimes you got to put out the injury report. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We'll talk to Dani Welniak of KCTV5. She'll join us here in about an hour from now. We'll talk about baseball, football, other things, and then we'll talk to David Leskey at 9 tonight about mostly baseball in all likelihood. Royals win today in Brad Keller's third start of the year. One of the biggest stories this entire season to this point, I think the biggest story was, and still I guess maybe still is, but if it no longer is, that's a good thing, was Brad Keller's start to the season. It was a disastrous first two games for Brad Keller. There's not really any particular sugarcoating of that. He came out in his second start, gave up a bunch of runs, didn't pitch terribly well, and his ERA went down. So it was a tough go of things for Brad Keller. Today he comes out, pitches just really well. Just looks good, has his command, things are going well. Defense isn't doing him any particular favors. He pitches his way out of a jam. Last night also, we were, of course, on during the game, so we weren't talking about the game. Last night also, you get another good start from Danny Duffy, who also ended up in a... I think he may have gone bases loaded with Trout up and worked his way right out of it. Really just two games in a row of the Royals' entire pitching staff, starters and the bullpen, just showing up in a huge way. Mike Trout struck out like 97 times over the course of the series. Really looked like a fish out of water. Stop listening. See if I care. You can fight me. Meet me in the streets. I stand by my joke. And it's just been a good couple of games. Also, the Royals haven't lost a series yet this year, which may have... may have gotten the benefit with the White Sox game being rained out. That would have been a dub. Who knows?
We'll never know.
But it was a nice outing today. Salvador Perez has been absolutely on fire. Hunter Dozier, not so much. So in terms of the guys who have got the contract extensions recently, we'll talk to Leskey about both of those guys later on. I know he was really high on Dozier coming into this season, and he's obviously been dealing with his hand, thumb issue and all that. And this is the challenge. And he also got a couple of hits today. And I think he had like
one good defensive play and one not so good defensive play today, Dozier, if my memory serves. But Dozier, with his two hits today, has upped his average to a nice shining 100, which isn't necessarily what you want out of the guy that you think is going to be out there for, you know, as a real centerpiece for your next several years of team building. But this is both sort of the fun and the insufferable thing about baseball. It's one of the things that I really like about baseball, and one of the reasons I really don't like talking about baseball nearly as much as I do with football or most other sports. It is the blessing and the curse of the infinite sample size. You get two terrible starts by Brad Keller, and the discourse is Brad Keller broken? Is he going to even be able to be a third or fourth starter in this rotation in a couple of years whenever all those young pitchers get called up? Is Hunter Dozier washed after getting that contract? Is Salvador Perez the best hitter of all time? Like, those are the questions that we ask whenever we have small sample sizes, when in reality, we'll get real answers on most of those questions in August. But while we're still wearing light jackets to the ballpark, we're probably not going to really get a bunch of definitive answers about all of these various Royals and their various struggles or successes. Which is, again, for me, the blessing and the curse of baseball. It's the reason that it's the world's best background sport. It's the best sport in the world to have on TV while you're doing something else. You're cracking open a Boulevard Chill Vibes sour cucumber ale, which is a real thing. Rudy wasn't here when I talked about this. I was doing the Boulevard Baseball Tonight pregame show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make this offer again here on AES. If Boulevard would like to expand their work and maybe tiptoe into the almost entirely space, I'm gonna just talk about all these again now on this show. I'm gonna have to pull up the photos.
Almost entirely. Oh, could you imagine the brand name there? Like an almost entirely Boulevard beer.
Oh, just Oof. Even if that's just a little experimental, just a little taster.
Yeah, think about how good they are designing like their cans and everything.
Yeah.
And what would you go with? Like almost entirely a beer. So is it like you know?
It's
you
a shandy.
Just, yeah.
It's a shandy.
It's a shandy. Oh! It's almost entirely beer.
Holy bleep! I would. That's like I don't really have much in terms of a 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. I don't have all that much in terms of, you know, hey, we
ideally
made
be alive.
It. Right. I'd like to be alive.
Well, maybe.
Well,
we'll see. we'll see what 5 years looks like.
Best case scenario is that we're alive and things are going okay.
Yeah.
But that's about all I got. That being somewhere down the line would be life changing. I'm pulling up this photo, so in the meantime, I'll remind everyone that you can watch the show, interact with the show through all of our various video streams on Facebook, YouTube, and right now, most importantly, Twitch, because Twitch has been fun, and we've got the chat on the screen, and that only kind of works with Facebook sometimes. It hasn't worked for a while. We're troubleshooting.
It's not working today.
Fix it, Beards. But
work,
Z-Man...
Damn you, work!
Z-Man on Twitch says, hanging out with the hottest dudes on Twitch on a beautiful Wednesday night, and you're damn right you are, Z-Man. Mm-hmm. You're damn right! As I was,
you want me to read a Facebook comment just
sure.
really quickly?
Yeah, please. I can't see them. So.
Yeah, I know. From Keith, Keith, who friend of the show, Keith.
Canada Keith.
Yes. Haven't logged in on Facebook from forever. The collection of creatures Josh has assembled is quite large.
I mean, they've got names.
And magnificent, he says.
They've got names, and it's Beards and Rudy, and you know them. Oh, did he mean the stuffed animals?
Yes.
Oh.
Real funny.
So after baseball
I
tonight,
so hard I fell off my dinosaur. Step Brothers.
I haven't seen the film.
I figured.
Not me neither.
After baseball tonight on Sunday, I swung by a certain wine and spirits store across the street that is not a sponsor, so I might not say the first word of it. We'll see. I'd love if you guys wanted to hop in. And I thought, you know what, man? It's been a minute since I've stocked up on some various Boulevard products. And they've had that hibiscus. I think it's pronounced Goza, but I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sour. I love it. I was hoping to find that. I didn't find it. What I did find, though, is also somebody tweeted out this mix pack that Boulevard has. This is not them being a sponsor. This is just me being a good Kansas City. And this is like me talking about how good barbecue is right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they do stuff at the station, so.
Oh, yeah, and they sponsor Baseball Tonight and all that. That's why I went. I'm saying this is not a hashtag ad. This is just me.
They don't do anything with Almost Entirely Sports yet.
As of this moment. I am not being compensated to tell you about these beers. That's what I'm saying. This is just the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted about this unfiltered wheat mix pack, and it has some original unfiltered wheat, which
good
is great.
Stuff.
It's the that's the best straight up and down beer from me. That's my favorite.
Same.
They also have a dry hopped unfiltered that I have not tried yet.
Me neither.
Looks good. Sure, it's good. Didn't try them because what I did try were four other beers that I purchased. Two from the mixed pack. One is an unfiltered kiwi wheat.
Ooh.
A little tropical, a little fruity, really
like
delightful.
A little tropical.
Really delightful.
Makes me feel like I'm on a beach when I'm, you know, in Kansas.
The other one, though, in this mixed pack, unfiltered wheat grapefruit. My favorite beers of all time are unfiltered wheat and a grapefruit shandy from a brand that doesn't even matter right now because we're not talking about them. Those are my favorite beers of all time. If those match up head to head, I don't know what I would do. But I do know what I would do, which is that I would drink that result because it's this mother bleeper right here. I need these to be. I'll keep buying the mixed packs. That's fine. All of these are good. But if I could get a, I don't know how long does a keg last? How long would I have to nurse that one?
For you, 48 hours.
How long would it be good in the barrel? Is my actual question.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? Let's figure this out.
I would build a bar with a tap on it if I could get Boulevard Unfiltered Wheat Grapefruit in there.
A good rule of thumb is that shelf life for a keg of pasteurized beer is about 90 to 120 days. An unpasteurized draft beer will last about 45 to 60 days.
I think a keg month would be an unhealthy habit.
But point being, you would be good for, you could have it for 2 months.
We're about to be in a post-pandemic, you know, all vaxxed up world. I can start having people over to help me drink it again.
There was a place when I lived in Kentucky, a liquor store that was very popular because they sold kegs for very, very cheap.
Ooh, do you remember how much it would cost to get a keg of some cheap beer?
I want to say it was not more than $60, and I want to say it was not good.
Woo!
But I want to say,
how many did you buy?
I mean, technically, I never bought.
How many did you chip in for?
I never purchased any. I honestly couldn't tell
he
you.
He consumed parts
you.
Of lots of them, though.
Yeah, I could not tell you. It was very close to where I lived, so it was just a little, you know, about a 40-second drive down the road.
Not
and
bad at all.
A good spot.
Anyway,
I don't remember the name of the place. Not that it would do any good because I don't think our listeners are just going to Lexington for a keg anytime soon.
Probably not.
You never know.
But if you're in the area,
just walk around.
Google it. Yeah.
Till you find the liquor store that sells kegs for cheap. Next time KU's in Lexington, yeah, there you go.
So anyway, the unfiltered grapefruit. Oh, it's so good. I tried two others though, as well. I saw two sour ales. Typically speaking, I'm a pretty light beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once it gets real dark, I start getting
same.
It's just not my lane, right? IPA is also too far away from me sometimes. Got to stretch. I'm working on it. All right, but I love a sour, and they have one that I'd not tried before called Berry Noir, which is a sour ale with mixed berries. It is great. But then there's the one that I mentioned just a second ago that may have sounded like a joke if you were not paying attention. It's called Chill Vibes. It is a sour ale with cucumber. Now, you're talking to somebody who loves, well, you're listening to somebody who loves pickles and cucumbers. And I, at one point, there was a pickle beer that I had like years ago. That was available at a bar. I was for a friend's bachelor party. I had to try it, and it was a lot, but it was great. The Chill Vibes Boulevard is not pickly; It's, but you know, have you ever had cucumber water? Which is a nice, cool, summery, festive drink.
It's very nice.
With a little cucumber in there. Maybe if you got something, and just a little like lemon or a little lime juice. I really enjoy cucumber water.
Mm-hmm.
The Boulevard Chill Vibes, which is also made my favorite name of any Boulevard drink ever, because I'm basic and I think it's fun. It's basically if you took the essence of a cucumber water and you let Boulevard make a beer out of it. I mean, they nailed it. They nailed it. It's so refreshing. It's so delightful that I'm just cutting a promo for it right now, and I'm getting kind of annoyed that I didn't like put one in my backpack to enjoy during this show, cause it's so nice. And I also got the cherry blossom and lime quirk.
Ooh.
The basically cherry lime seltzer, really good.
So that sounds amazing. I still haven't tried their seltzers yet, which I need to.
They're all great. Just to prove this is not sponsored, Z-Man mentioned on Twitch that Briscoe's going to be wild this summer when those 8% claws drop. If you saw White Claws dropping an 8%, they're calling it Surge, which is already a beverage, so I don't know how they got that. but yeah, that also very much up my alley. Also, Literally Gaming dropped another subscription on the Sports Radio 810 Twitch channel. Thank you, Literally Gaming. Said, I run a liquor store. Beer names are getting wilder than Pokemon names. I would love to test that, challenge that, whatever we can do in that regard. There are a couple of people that I've seen tweet occasionally about, there's like one specific beer brand that has beer names that sound like they could be titles to songs off of Panic of the Disco's first album. Or like early Fall Out Boy. I'll see if I can find some of those, because they're wonderful. I think the circle of this was that baseball's good for watching while drinking a beer. I think that was the conclusion they came to 10 minutes ago.
Yes, yeah.
And now we're here. Which is good for something, I guess. Anyway. The blessing and the curse of baseball, which is where I was at one point, is that you have these infinite sample sizes, which means you can, if you miss four Chiefs games in a row, especially, you're basically watching another team whenever you get back.
Yeah.
And they have really, their spot in the standings has changed one way or another significantly over those four games. If you don't even see a tweet about a Royals game for a week, missing six or seven games, you're going to come back, and maybe there's a streak that was, somebody was hot and now they're cold, or somebody was cold and now they've warmed back up. But if you check in every 10 games over the course of a season, I mean, that's really, you're checking in 16 times, as opposed to a football season, you're checking in 16 times, now 17, I guess. It's part of the reason that baseball is always going to occupy a very specific place in my heart and my life, which is, I imagine, is going to be true for pretty much everybody who likes sports on some level. You've got to like even beards. I think this is true for even beards. If you go, remember sports bars? If you go into a sports bar, you just want Wednesday night baseball on one of the TVs off in the background. You want to be able to look over and see how that Rays-Yankees game is going.
And just see a sport.
Just a sport.
You just want to see a sport on the TV.
A sport where you go, oh yeah, I haven't seen Aaron Judge in 6 months.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing. Maybe your conversation's getting a little boring. Maybe you're the one left out. If you're in a little group, maybe you're the one that's not really engaged in that conversation. You're sipping your Boulevard Unfiltered Wheat Grapefruit, because in my utopia, it exists at every bar in America. In the world, in fact. And you look up, and what's that? Wow, I forgot that Justin Upton was an Angel. Oh, you know what?
R.I.P. Justin.
Elo Jimenez, also an Angel. He played for the White Sox, but now he's not dead. That's a long story. It's a great joke if you're here for it the first time.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to accidentally. I don't want anyone in their car to think that Eloy Jimenez had passed. You might look up and go, oh yeah, This was, we might have seen today, Albert Pujols' last at bat at Kauffman Stadium. And, I was glad to have a reason to pay attention to an Albert Pujols at bat. I love that about baseball. But also, if it is your, if you are living and dying on every at bat and every outing, you're going to have massive overreactions to everything. Like, that's just, again, that's the nature of it. Because it would be like having massive takeaways after every, let's just make it simple enough to say every quarter of an NFL game, you're redoing your power rankings. Mm-hmm. Even then, you would not be doing it enough. You would have to really do it like every possession of an NFL game. You would have some big exaggerated change in your opinion. That if you're living and dying on every game, even every series, you're gonna swing too far. But whenever you're in Brad Keller's shoes right now, or you're talking about Brad Keller right now, that's something that's good to keep in mind. Because by keeping that in mind right now, you are also keeping in mind that he's not a bum now. He had a really bad start, and I'm not 100% sure if he figured something out, if something changed, or if he just had a little better control today, and will he be able to keep that? I don't know. Maybe. Baseball! That's baseball! We did it! That's baseball.
Season's over. Royals are champs. Go home. 6-4.
Are they going to be 500 right now? Gun to your head. Quick. The Royals going to be a 500 baseball team at the end of the year.
At the end of the year?
Right now.
So you're saying 81-81? Just like on the dot?
Or better.
I'll say no. Hater. It's likely that they'll be somewhere between like 77 and like 82 wins.
Hater. Beards, how many games the Royals going to win? They've already lost four.
They've already lost
four. So if you want to do the math there, you could say 158, but I know that's unrealistic.
One game under 500.
Wow. Which would be what?
I don't know.
You actually can't be one game under 500.
Well, they were
one game away from you. They could be 80 and 81 going into their last game.
Yeah,
that's kind of one game. That's one game away from being 500.
True.
Literally Gaming on Twitch said, "Clown Shoes Brewery has wild names: Undead Party Crasher, Rainbows Are Real, Space Cupcake, Bubble Farm."
I want to talk about this. Rainbows are real. Like, that's fake news. I've never seen a rainbow.
I've never seen a rainbow or a space cupcake or a bubble farm.
No, I have seen an undead party crash.
That's what I was going to say also. You went to Kentucky, Bernie's. So.
There's a documentary about it. Weekend at Bernie's. They made a sequel to it as well. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Did you guys see the trailer for F9? For Fast and the Furious 9.
I haven't.
There is a ninth one.
Of course.
It's coming.
Appearance, of course.
The big reveal, spoiler alert, because it's in the trailer. If you don't want the trailer for Fast 9 spoiled, don't even change the channel. Just bleep off. It's in the trailer.
The only thing I know about it is that they are tying it in with Tokyo Drift. So it has like some of the Tokyo Drift actors. So I think it's... Was it Bow Wow? Was he the one that was in Tokyo Drift? Like, I think Bow Wow's in this one, basically.
I have seen zero Fast or Furious movies.
I've seen part of the second one.
I saw, like, the first three, which was 1, 2, and Tokyo Drift. And Tokyo Drift's, like, my favorite because it's considered the worst. But that's why I like it.
I've not seen any of them. Will I watch this one? Probably not. Here's what I do know. Vin Diesel's brother, John Cena, is back... And he's done living under Vin Diesel's shadow. And towards the end of the trailer, there is a flying submarine.
Checks out. Checks out.
I left that pause there just because I wanted you to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And if anybody thought submarine, you're a liar. Because that doesn't make any damn sense. But it does appear to be fast. And potentially furious.
Are submarines known to be fast?
I mean, when they're flying.
Well, they're fastly falling off of a plane into water, it appears. They're
so
two
it's
separate.
With style, not flying.
Great point.
Yeah, so did you ever see the Friday Night Lights, the movie?
No.
Okay, so if you ever saw, if anybody who saw Friday Night Lights, the movie, the quarterback in the movie starred in Tokyo Drift, and he's back in this one.
And his name is John Cena.
His name was Lucas Black.
Oh.
He was like a big deal for like 18 months because he did Friday Night Lights, and that got him like a couple of movies, one of which was Tokyo Drift. And he just never really did much after that. Just kind of disappeared.
If you get a good payday off of Friday Night Lights and Tokyo Drift,
yeah, sure.
Then you kind of Tokyo Drift out of existence for a little while. You come back in for one more cash grab on F9. There are worse ways to make a living,
oh,
right?
Oh, he was also in the movie 42. He was Pee Wee Reese.
Huh?
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Never knew
apparently
that.
He's been doing NCIS for like the last... He's got 125 episodes of NCIS.
Oh, that dude's...
I take it back. He's killing the game.
He's doing great right
he,
now.
He has no... Like, he has made more money than he knows what to do with.
We covered this yesterday by talking about Kevin James for 30 minutes by accident. But if you get a show in syndication, baby... Whoo!
Yep.
Whoo! You don't have to worry about anything ever.
He's good.
You're good to go. You can buy all the Boulevard Unfiltered Grapefruit you want.
Heck yeah, you can. Yeah, he did Friday Night Lights, and then that got him Jarhead, Fast and the Furious... And then he just disappeared for 3 years.
What is Jarhead?
Oh, Jarhead's the, it had, oh. It's
I feel like
the,
I know this movie, but.
It's the, it's like the Iraq War. It had Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
I'm pulling it up now.
Like,
I think
extremely
it was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Vaguely.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
It, you would have, I don't know, my guess is you haven't seen Jarhead, but like Jarhead was like, in 2005, it was like the biggest movie of the year, right? Like, you would have seen like a...
In 2005?
Yeah, I'm sure you saw like a poster, you know, like a poster board or like a, you know what I mean? Like, it was everywhere. It was one of the biggest movies like of the year, like one of the most anticipated.
Honestly, what I was really hoping was that
Jamie
Foxx,
Peter Sarsgaard.
What I was really, oh, interesting. What I was really hoping was that you were confusing it with Jughead, which is, I think, a character from...
Archie, right?
Yeah, from Riverdale in the newest form. But that, I believe, is played by either Zach or Cody.
I think Zach or Cody's Archie, right? Aren't they the main character? I'm going to pull up Riverdale.
I think Zach or Cody... Those were actual twins, right? That wasn't just one kid playing two roles?
They were actual
twins.
No,
they were twins.
Yeah. It wasn't like a, you know, a Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, I was going to say Mary-Kate and Ashley, but those are also actual
but
sisters.
But they were real twins, but they only played one character. Like, the show was never...
What?
Like, Full House, it was never two kids. It was just one kid. They each took turns playing just one kid.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, no, Full House.
I never watched Full House.
Full House was just like Michelle.
I'm
there was
14
just,
years old, I never watched Full
it
House.
It wasn't Michelle and Tanya, it was just Michelle. And
what
so the two
was
of them
the
took
point
turns
of having two
Michelle
kids be
the
actors,
know what
though.
I don't know, but that's what they did.
What if one of them got a black eye or something?
Then you use the other one.
You're the other kid.
That's what the other one's for.
But then...
By the way, you are right. Cole Sprouse is Jughead. KJ Apa
what about,
is Archie.
What about Zach Sprouse?
Let's see what he's up to.
You said Cole. I imagine you meant Cody, because I'm pretty sure those are the real names.
No.
No,
it says
they're definitely
Cole.
Not. They're
it
definitely
says
not.
Cole
it's definitely
right
a different.
Here.
No, Cole. It's definitely some. I know that's. Yes.
Cole Sprouse.
The other one's name is
Dylan.
Dylan, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what Dylan's,
it's Cole.
Let's see what Dylan's up to.
Yeah. Why is.
See, like, you're like, I never saw Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I was like in junior high when that show came out.
I remember watching it a little bit. And then what's her name is married to Macaulay, is having a kid with Macaulay Culkin.
Wait, were they.
Did you see that?
Yes,
the
kid and Big Daddy?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about.
What'd you say?
They were. I think we're the kid. Like
he just
the
called
Sprouse.
You Big Daddy.
Yeah, the Sprouse twins. You know the Adam
said,
Sandler.
He said, "Can we go to break, Big Daddy?" I thought that was weird.
The Adam Sandler movie, Big Daddy. Like he's.
I haven't
it's,
seen it.
So it's basically the whole point is he gets like stuck with a kid and he just has to like raise this kid that's not his kid but it's just like just somebody just like leaves him a kid, and the kid is the Sprouse twins. But the two of them were both in it, playing just one kid. So it was like a Mary-Kate and Ashley thing. I did not know that.
I just can't believe that all this time Mary-Kate and Ashley were just one
John
kid.
John Stewart was in that movie. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Right, yeah, this whole time they've just been Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was 15 when The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
So many layers. Was that too old for Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
I think so, Josh.
I feel like that. Yeah, maybe so. That might. Yeah,
I was,
that's.
I was 15.
Probably fair.
I was playing sports, okay?
What's the because she's the like the Hilton, but it's actually what's the, what is it like Hipton or something? What's her fake name? The rich girl who is now having a child with Macaulay Culkin.
So Dylan Sprouse has most recently been in a movie
called
Tiger, and it's Tiger with a Y. Not a lot going on for Dylan.
I feel like there's a last name. Oh, God, no. Okay.
It is a Paris Hilton joke. I just can't remember what it is.
Tipton. Her name is London Tipton.
The last thing that Dylan Sprouse really did was A Suite Life on Deck.
And her real name is Brenda Song, and she and Macaulay Culkin have had a child named Dakota.
Good for Macaulay. By the way, full
circle, that kid, both North Dakota and South Dakota. It all intertwines. Every kid is two kids, and every set of twins is actually one character. The more you know. Macaulay Culkin also probably could have used a stunt double in Home Alone. Probably got tired of, I don't know, getting hit by robbers. I haven't seen the film.
Related news from E! Online. The headline is, Cole Sprouse reveals he'll only watch old episodes of Suite Life when he's doing this. Now I gotta click on it to see what is what
that
does
feels like a radio tease if I ever heard one.
We'll take a break. Whenever we come back, we'll find out what Cole Sprouse has to be doing before he'll rewatch old episodes of The Suite Life and Zach and Cody next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
This show is an oddball, and I love that about it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
When we last went to break, we told you we would come back and we would answer the question asked in the headline that Rudy had most recently read. Rudy, please remind us the question or the statement or whatever it was that was made in that headline.
Cole Sprouse reveals he'll only watch old episodes of Suite Life when he's doing this.
And Rudy, after clicking through what I can only imagine was an ungodly number of ads and links, What is it that Cole Sprouse... Beard, do you have the breaking news sound effect ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
What is it that Cole Sprouse will only watch Suite Life of Zach and Cody whenever he's doing what?
When I'm drunk or feeling narcissistic. Narcissistic.
You got it the first time.
Yeah, it just sounded weird the first time. I was like, wait a second. That didn't sound right.
Hope that kept you through the break, everybody. You know what, guys? I was thinking about this during the break, and our two options for radio teases were either that or the fact that I think Nate Taylor gave us a significant nugget about the Chiefs' draft plans.
I think we made the right decision.
Which one of those do you think would have had a better audience retention rate?
I think we made the right decision. I stand by it.
Do you want to know what I think Nate said today that was very interesting?
I do. After
that
the break.
That sounds like a radio tease to me.
Let's go to another break. Also, Chaotic Warrior on Twitch said, sorry I'm late. I was finishing hashtag times ours. After finishing hashtag RTKMock 10.0, I'm just a hamster on the content cheese wheel at this point. Hell yeah, dude. Z-Man's also asking for a visual medium of times ours. Maybe circle back around the season. I'm not saying that's happening, but that's something we've talked about. So right now you gotta instead of looking at me, Seth, and Nate, you can look at me, Beards, and Rudy. Yeah. I'm not gonna say it's an upgrade, but I'm gonna say it's not a downgrade. Here's the thing, and honestly, this is probably a poor cross promotion within the station, so I apologize for this. I know Nate was on the program earlier today. I have not yet had a chance to hear that. I was talking to Nate, though, on Times R, the podcast we do with The Athletic. And I'm guessing with Seren driving the ship, they probably covered a bunch of stuff. They covered in a bunch of different directions between the two. So you should listen to literally anywhere, anytime Nate talks about anything. Because that dude's got information, and he's simply a fun listen.
He's a smart boy.
Just a real smart guy, a real smart friend. I'm trying to think of other. I need one more, fella. Real, just a smart, entertaining fella.
Smart guy.
He has a real smart ass.
Real smart house.
Smart house?
Yeah. Like the Disney movie, Smart House.
Starring Kevin James, the Kevin James' highest rated Rotten Tomatoes film, as we talked about yesterday.
Who was the star of Smart House?
Is Smart House a real thing?
Yes, it's a Disney Channel original movie.
I was talking
about. It was the one, like, if we're talking about, like,
I do remember this
the
being
Disney Channel, like, original movies, like, it was, it's in the top five of, like, how, like, and truly how great of a movie it was. So good.
I was referring to the film Monster House, which was starring Kevin James.
He's talking about Smart House. Which is a movie about
Who's
a house.
Who's starring in Smart House, Ready?
Do you guys remember a Disney Channel?
The face, but I don't.
Do you guys remember
Ryan
a Disney
Merriman?
Do you guys remember a Disney Channel movie that was about baseball and cooking?
No?
Don't think so.
I feel like it may have been an Evan.
There was Luck of the Irish.
That was a basketball movie.
Yeah, it was. Might have been starting the same person who was in, I'm pulling it up. I think it might be the same person who was, yep, Luck of the Irish. The guy, so the star of Luck of the Irish is the star of Smart House. He was just a Disney Channel original
Eddie's
movie boy.
Eddie's
Million Dollar Cook-Off? I just Googled it. I found
I think
same
I remember this,
thing.
Actually.
I don't remember this at all.
Hell Eddie's, yeah, dude.
I remember this.
I remember watching this with my cousin at my grandparents' house.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Baseball and cooking, are you kidding me?
Yep. I do remember this now. Man, Disney Channel Halloween Town, that was a classic too. It doesn't get better than the Disney Channel original movies back in the day.
I mean, it does for sure.
No,
it does.
No.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Don't look at your screens. Eyes up, everybody. What is the tagline for Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off?
I'm sure it's dumb.
Noting that it's a movie about baseball. I think he has to play like in the big game and he has some sort of cooking competition.
Yeah. Of course.
What is the tagline?
Let me guess. He actually wants to do the cooking thing more.
Eddie Ogden is a 14-year-old teenager at Cedar Valley Junior High School.
Aren't they all the same thing?
And plays baseball for the Groundhogs, which is coached by his father.
Yeah.
Real coach's kid. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Eddie likes making food, especially Eddie dogs, which he preps after every game for him and his friends.
Yep.
Don't ask what's in them.
Holding high expectations for him, Eddie's father wants him to win a scholarship for his baseball skills. Though Eddie likes baseball, he discovers an attraction to cooking after watching Bobby Flay on the Food Network.
We've all been there.
What is the tagline for this film? Give me your best shot. I've filibustered for both of you. Give me your best tagline for Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
He stole people's stomachs.
Beards, I'll give
I'm
you
trying
a hint.
To
I'll
make,
give you a hint, Beards.
I'm trying,
it's not that.
I'm sure. I'm trying to make a joke with hitting home runs and hot dogs.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
However, I know that A, Disney Channel wouldn't do this because it's the Disney Channel, and B, I'm having a tough time doing it. Josh, do you want to take over there?
No, which one? What are you trying to say, Beards? Go ahead and give me your not Disney one.
Was he running through a pickle? I stole that off Twitch. That was Z-Man. Playing pickle and being in a pickle.
Beards?
I don't know. I'm having trouble coming up with it.
Oh, okay. Mine would have been something along the lines of either way, he's got to clean the plate. That would have been my double entendre. The actual tagline for Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off is winning never tasted so good.
God dang it!
Yep. It's too
Why?
Good. It's too good. TV, that was back when TV was at its peak. It's never been better.
I would disagree with that.
Never been better.
Bobby Flay is in this movie as himself, apparently.
He is. Disney Channel wasn't skipping around on money. You think they were just showing an angle of him watching the TV, but they never showed the TV? Of course not. They showed the TV. They showed Bobby Flay. Okay. They got Disney money. Disney has Disney money.
Anyway, was talking to Nate Taylor on Times Ours earlier today, and he gave me a piece of Chiefs draft information. He gave it to all of us. It's out there right now. He sort of pointed us in a direction. When he does this, you need to listen. And I think he may have given us a little inkling as to what he thinks the Chiefs are going to do come draft time.
That sounds like a radio tease if I ever heard one.
And we'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Disney Channel's, you know, pushing their nonsense that all you millennials love this, you know, nonsense. That's why you guys lost the election.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I think that went well.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I've been a millennial on the radio long enough now that that liner is about not the most recent presidential election.
Yeah.
Presidential election.
Yeah.
That liner is, that's a five-year-old liner. What?
We all lost.
We're getting old, election. Man.
Wow. Don't even remind me.
We're getting old, dude.
Don't even remind me.
I still, there's no chance that guy's like stuck around. But, man, it, like,
I think that was the Sports Saturday.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because if he was doing a bit, he's the greatest character actor of all time. I know he was just an angry man, angry about something. I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Well, your liberal agenda, obviously.
Right. I'm sure it was about bat
obviously.
Flips. It was almost certainly about bat flips or something. I don't know. Let me give you a quick thing on what Nate said. We'll talk more about this later in tonight's show as well. Danny Wilniak in about 10 minutes. David Leskey in about an hour. But we were doing Times Ours earlier today. I was talking to Nate. Nate was also, of course, on the program here today on Sports Radio 810. And Nate was sort of priming us all to be ready for the Chiefs to trade up. Because that's what Brett Veach does. Brett Veach, essentially, finds his guy in free agency or in the draft and loads up, points in that direction, pulls the trigger.
Says,
gimme here.
I want that.
And
like my nephew, whenever he sees a Hot Wheel, he's just like, this is mine.
This is mine. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
If you try to touch it, I will break you.
Yeah. That's sort of Brett Veach's MO. If all the stories are true about him doing that for Patrick Mahomes, he'll have a statue at some point outside of Arrowhead. And I, just being the guy that pounds the table for Patrick Mahomes means you've earned a statue. So I imagine that his statue will go right next to the statues of me and Seth Kaiser. But it's also led to Brett Veach's biggest error so far. That same mindset. Something Seth brought up in terms of in free agency or just like they gave up a lot for Frank Clark. They paid a lot for Sammy Watkins. Who's to say how Trent Williams would have panned out? But they were going to give the whole bag to Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Most notably, they traded up for Breland Speaks. And that pick was terrible. We know that. There's no sugarcoating it here is impossible. He's not even on the team. He wasn't even on the team last year. He's also never on the ground. They traded up for Mecole Hardman instead of waiting for DK Metcalf. Brett Veach finds his guys and moves up for him. His guy last year clearly was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They didn't have to move up for him because no other team was taking running back in the first round last year. Pulled the trigger. Clyde's a nice player. It's going to be almost impossible for him to justify that position he was drafted in. It's not Clyde's fault. Whatever.
Maybe it is.
It's not.
Who's to say?
Please don't make this about...
It's not. It's not
me.
His fault.
Don't, please don't. My olive branch or whatever for Clyde Edwards-Helaire is so long that it has a taser on the end of it, where if he wants to be the one that tases me for my prediction being wrong, I would happily give him that honor. I know Seth would as well. But the thing that I think is so interesting about Nate kind of dropping that little nugget today is that I did two different mock drafts as a part, one for a radio show and then one for the SI network of
Every fan or not, every team site publisher picked for their own team. We went through and did a whole mock draft over email and whatnot. So if, you know, the guy who covers the Jags picked Trevor Lawrence, et cetera, et cetera. I like that strategy because I think you're getting the best information possible. You're not just like you're getting what every person in the market thinks is going to happen. And what I find really, first of all, we'll circle back on what I ended up doing with my picks there. That'll be a conversation later on here because we're not going to have a lot of time in this segment. But the thing that I keep thinking about with the Chiefs maybe trading up, I've got Dane Brugler of The Athletic. He's got The Beast that is out for subscribers of The Athletic.
Boy. It's a beast.
It is a beast of a scouting handbook. Boy. It's incredible.
Somebody printed it off once here, yeah. And oh boy.
I might be the one that does that this year.
A couple trees cried.
It's incredible, though. We'll recycle it after the fact. But if you look at the top of the draft, everybody's got Sewell, Slater, Darisaw, Jenkins in some order, at least, as their four. The KC Draft Guide folks have Sewell, Slater, Jenkins, Darisaw. Dane has Sewell, Slater, Darisaw, Jenkins. But I'm literally looking at both of these. I've got both of them pulled up because these guys just know their stuff. For the KC Draft Guide guys, they've got Sewell and Slater with first round grades, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight tackles with second round grades. Dane's got 3 first rounders. Jenkins is a first or second rounder, and a bunch of guys in the second, a bunch of guys in the second and third kind of range. The thing that I'm afraid of right now is that the top 4 guys go off the board in the top 20 picks, which is something that the Chiefs probably couldn't buy their way up into without paying way more than I would want them to pay. And they end up taking the last guy that they see as being a potential blue chip left tackle. And I'm just not sure I'm that confident in anybody other than Sewell and Slater in this year's draft class. And they're not going to get anywhere near either of those guys unless they make a Mahomes-type draft trade-up. So I've got a lot of conflicted feelings. We'll continue to unpack those over the course of the show, but Danny Wilniak is next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.